Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 9th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Advance in quality in the evaluation, surveillance, and management of aortic stenosis. A report from the AHA Target, AS Registry. Undertreatment and delayed treatment of aortic stenosis are common, and these issues are associated with increased mortality. The American Heart Association Target AS Registry is the first national registry specifically established to provide data and evaluate quality in upstream care processes for patients with aortic stenosis. It includes randomly selected patients from 58 sites with moderate or severe aortic stenosis. This registry directly addresses existing quality gaps in aortic stenosis management by tracking critical aspects of patient care. Article number 2. Prediction of incident heart failure in established atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, the SMART2HF model. Patients with established atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease are at high risk for developing heart failure, and current guideline-recommended models do not include incident heart failure in their risk assessment. This study developed and externally validated the SMART2HF model to predict incident heart failure specifically in patients with atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. The SMART2HF model was developed using data from 7,698 individuals with established atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, including coronary, cerebrovascular, peripheral artery disease, or abdominal aortic aneurysm. This model provides a new tool to identify high-risk individuals for incident heart failure, enabling targeted preventative interventions. Article number 3. Prediction of incident heart failure in individuals without prior cardiovascular disease, the SCORE2HF risk model. Heart failure presents a significant and growing public health challenge. This study developed and validated SCORE2-H. A model for heart failure risk estimation in European adults over 40 years without previous cardiovascular disease. The sex-specific, competing risk-adjusted SCORE2H-F models were derived from 611,778 individuals across 25 prospective cohorts in 14 countries, observing 21,818 incident heart failure events. The model includes age, smoking status, systolic blood pressure, antihypertensive treatment, type 2 diabetes, and body mass index as predictive factors. Article number 4. Risk prediction in patients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, the Life Preserve model. Heart failure with preserved ejection fraction constitutes a heterogeneous disease with a rising incidence and varying prognosis. This study developed and validated the L1. FE-preserved model for predicting individual short-term and lifetime risk for heart failure hospitalization or cardiovascular death, the L1. FE-preserved model specifically addresses the need for accurate risk prediction in patients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. This new model identifies high-risk individuals within this population, potentially guiding more effective preventive treatment strategies. Article number 5. Aspirin use, lipoprotein A, and calcific aortic valve disease, the multi-ethnic study of atherosclerosis. Lipoprotein A and LDL cholesterol are causally linked to aortic valve calcium and aortic stenosis. Lipoprotein A possesses antifibrinolytic properties, suggesting aspirin could potentially reduce cardiovascular disease risk in individuals with high lipoprotein A levels. This observational study included up to 6,598 participants from the multi-ethnic study of atherosclerosis. The investigation characterized the relationship between aspirin use and incident aortic valve calcium and aortic stenosis across different lipoprotein A and LDL cholesterol levels. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com. For more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.